People across the Northeast are still huddling under blankets and lighting their houses with candles. Power remains out for more than 2 million homes and businesses, and it may be several days before they get light and heat back. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, the rare October storm has prompted the cancellation of everything from school to Halloween.
This was not the kind of spooky Halloween anybody here had in mind.
No, not at all.
Nancy and Curtis Farrar of Framingham decked their house with spooky lights, cobwebs, and assorted creepy creatures that were supposed to growl at trick-or-treaters.
The house is all decorated. Can't plug it in, though.
Instead, they and others who lost power, like Donna Johnson from Lincoln, got more than their share of spooky just by going to bed in a cold, dark house where they could hear things going bump in the night.
You can hear these things sound like gunshots, and it's tree limbs breaking off. Or trees falling down.
One after another.
Right.
Spookier than it usually is.
6-year-old Matthew Mead is one of thousands delighted by the unexpected snow day from school. He came to the Home Depot with his dad to get fireplace tools. Others rushed the store for generators, flashlights, chainsaws, and firewood. The Farrars went to 3 stores looking for logs to burn.
Trying to light a fire.
It's about 55 in my house right now.
2 logs, huh?
That's it. I was hoping for more, but I'm going to get some more wood right now.
This Home Depot in Waltham, Massachusetts, is also without power. Cash registers and a few lights are working off a generator, and employees like Delphine Bournique were escorting customers through the aisles.
When it's pitch dark outside, you don't see a lot in the store. It's very dark. So we were helping customers with flashlights.
And no one knows how long until power lines will be fixed. Except for snowplows pushing the foot and a half of snow that fell in Amherst, Massachusetts, the usually busy town center was more like a ghost town today. A small crowd gathered at one business that managed to open, David Woodward Henyon's coffee shop, where he started the day boiling water on his gas stoves to make coffee the old-fashioned way.
No, there was no power here. We worked by flashlight, but the power's on now.
For others, however, officials say it may be a while. An unprecedented number of crews from as far as Texas and Michigan are helping in Massachusetts, but they're needed all over the Northeast, from New Jersey to New York, Connecticut, and New Hampshire. Trees bigger than you could even get your arms around are lying on their sides in New York Central Park. And in New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie says many roads are still impassable, not so much because of the amount of snow, but because of the way it's stuck to trees that still have leaves.
Leaves on the trees have made whole trees and huge branches come down, take down more wires. There are more lines down than there were during Hurricane Irene. And so this was an extraordinarily bizarre storm.
How are you today? Good?
I'm fine. How are you?
Did you lose the power over your house?
We did.
Same with me. Well, mine's still not on.
Back at the Home Depot in Waltham, Massachusetts, even the hardiest New Englanders are a little rattled by this nor'easter. We've all built snowmen before, just not usually with freshly carved pumpkins for heads. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.